It's an absolute pleasure to be joined by Anishinaabe hip-hop, electronic, and pop artist Cody Coyote on the show. Cody, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with us. What does National Indigenous Peoples Day mean to you, Cody?
I feel it's a strong reminder that we're still here. It's that place of having ongoing conversations, but also celebrations of who we are and welcoming people into that space. Like, people who are non-Indigenous, like, come and learn about us. Come and see what our ceremonies are about. Come and see what our cultures are about and understand the nations that have been here since time immemorial.
What do you hope people can really take away from today? Not only National Indigenous Peoples Day, but really every day as well.
I just hope that people will find that love in their heart. If we look at our ancestors, they were very welcoming people when Europeans came here. They gave them shelter. They taught them how to farm. They taught them about the land and the animals and so many different things. I think we need to get back to that, like the initial place of where we were coexisting with each other before, you know, everything else had transpired afterwards. Foundationally, I think that there was good that was there, but it got lost in time. And things like greed and, you know, people wanting more of everything just kind of took over that. But if we get back to the foundation of that Zagidwin, that mutual love, that unconditional love, I think that we can go, you know, light years ahead with each other and live harmoniously together. Because the fact of the matter is, we're all here together now. And if we're a part of this village, like, you look at the meaning of that word Canada, like the village, like, what are people's responsibility in that village, and how do we coexist in that village together, especially when that village, you know, made its way by removing and by trying to erase the other villages that were here prior to its existence.
How does your Anishinaabe heritage influence the music that you create and also perform?
It's deeply rooted. Like, I am someone who grew up in the city as an urban native, as people refer to. Didn't grow up speaking Anishinaabe Mohin. I didn't get to meet my family until like my mid-20s. It was really difficult. Like, I'm the oldest son of a 60 scoop survivor, and I'm a grandson of a residential school survivor. My grandma went to the Spanish Indian residential schools in Spanish Ontario. Just uncovering like the damage and the trauma that's happened to my family and reclaiming, like, being able to find my family finally. I remember, like, you know, setting foot in Madajuan and grabbing that soil and just crying by one of our lakes. There's been a lot of healing with that side of my heritage. Like, the other side is Irish on my mom's side. You know, and I love them, but, you know, like, there was always like this displacement and this missing piece of understanding more about like what makes me and being able to learn more about my family. I think it's been medicine, you know, to say the very least, of being able to reconnect and reclaim and to learn, you know, and to unlearn, right? But it's been a beautiful journey, even throughout all the trauma and all that stuff. It's been very healing going to things like sweat lodges, round dances, powwows, and learning more about the Anishinaabe way of life.